floods. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including the western region of my mental health and the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerted, precarious emotional situation. Cold out there. Cold on a ticket-taker smile at the IRC.
Gentlemen, welcome. Welcome, welcome to the French Connection today. Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. I'm actually cutting the music a little bit short today for this intro. It is very important day for us here on the French Connection. It's Tuesday, the 10th of January. I'm coming to you from live and direct from Central France. My guest will be doing his broadcast from New York State. He is Rabbi David Weiss. He is a second visitor here. He's been on the show before. We have spent time on the phone together and on this radio program, working very, very hard at giving an honest and correct appraisal of the people who are really threatening the security of the rabbis community as well as the United States and many other parts of the world. What we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, is world Zionism, and it does not represent what the concepts of Judaism should really represent, and the rabbi is going to explain that once again, because I want that to be very well known, that most Jewish people who are religious will not adhere to those kinds of policies. Rabbi, I want to invite you right now to speak to my listeners. It's great to have you here, my friend.
Yeah, hi. First, as always, I pray to God that he should bestow upon me his wisdom and give me the capability to be able to give this knowledge, his knowledge, to your esteemed listeners. And this world, his word should be spread throughout the world. People should know the truth. We should be able to sanctify his name. Amen. And I want to thank you, of course, again for this, giving me this great privilege and opportunity to be able to spread this word, decimate this word, to the words of God to throughout the world, which is so important. It is so critical, and especially as the time goes by, it gets later and later and further involved in this conflict in the Middle East. We have to very clearly know that what is going on here is what the truth behind of what is going on here. And the first basic part of the truth is that one should understand, contrary to what the world thinks, there is not a religious conflict going on here. It's not a conflict between Judaism and Islam. Hello?
Yeah, I got you. You're still here.
Right. The conflict.
Somebody's cutting in somewhere.
1 second.
It's your phone, Rabbi.
1 second.
Yeah, it's live, ladies and gentlemen. And the rabbi will be right back up with us here in a moment, ladies and gentlemen. We are we sometimes run into little anomalies here, but this is stuff that every one of you needs to really understand viscerally, that we are in some very, very dark moments in human history. And the rabbi is going to explain that in one of our segments today, just how dire this stuff is. If you've been to my website, IamTheWitness.com, you'll understand that this is a battle between evil and righteousness here. And I've got to be honest with you, it's not these folks that are doing this are not religious people. They are clearly not. And the rabbi has made that very clear. Rabbi, are you back with me?
I don't know. While they were calling in, when the connection was made to the French Connection, I heard this sound coming in, and I actually tried to speak into them that they should redial, whatever. But I think maybe it'll be good now. I don't know.
Yeah, it's fine. Now, what I did explain, Rabbi, is that the folks doing this, the people doing this, the evil people doing this, they're not doing this from a religious standpoint. They're doing it from a power standpoint. They're trying to take over the world through, but they're using religion and using your religion in many ways to have a diabolical plan. It seems like it's awful.
Well, exactly. You see, anybody who would go back the trace of history here would know that Jewish religion is thousands of years, and this movement, the will, this ideology to rebuild Palestine and to return there en masse and make what is happening now, this movement called Zionism, is around 100 years old, and the creators, the ones who made this movement, was Theodor Herzl and his friends, and these people were not only they were not religious Jews, people who were trying to, they were not people who were trying to be close to God through the Torah and to serve God through His commandments. These people were abhorred the religion; they detested it, and their whole goal and aim was to take this Jewish nation, this Jewish people that live throughout the world, and transform them from a religion, a spirituality, changes Judaism into a nationality, a goal to have a piece of land, an army. This was their goal because they felt that with by so doing, they, as I say, they abhorred the religion and they looked themselves at themselves as people. They felt that they were being looked down upon by people, and their solution was to prove to people that they're strong, that they're the Olympians, and so forth. There was a movement. They actually came. Most of these people came from Reform Judaism. This movement, which was Reform Judaism, is connotes the name Reform, meaning to reform. That was 100 years before that, or to 150 years before that, this a movement started of taking this old Jewish religion, which what is the Jewish religion? Again, it's a bond between people and God to serve God exactly as it says in the Torah, in the Bible, where it says that we have to be people of compassion, watch God's commandments, and nothing political, nothing to take over a land. We are in exile by God. At the time of the Bible, God said to the Jewish people that they were commanded to go into the land of Canaan, not Canaan, that was the land of Palestine. The Jewish people didn't even want to go in. As if anybody reads the Bible knows, God said to Moses that they must go in because he wants them to serve him in his land. So this wasn't a military people. And then a miracle happened. They went around the walls of Jericho and they had sunken in. And a miracle happened and they got the land. But this wasn't the people of a military type of a people who were interested in just taking over the world or taking over anything. This is how we lived our lives. And then afterwards we were sent into exile at a later time, which with God's help, we'll be able to finish it. We'll go through that in the next segment.
Yes, in the next segment, Rabbi. And I want to talk about your specific roots in the Khazar community and how your specific religion was taken over. But ladies and gentlemen, when we return, more from Rabbi David Weiss on the French Connection. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go right back into our discussion with Rabbi David Weiss. He is a representative of the Nutra Carta organization, and you can go to their website at nutracarta.org, Rabbi?
It is www.nkusa.org, www.nkusa.org, N as in Nancy, not as Mary. So it's
okay, and we'll do that again at the end of the show so the
right.
People know, and they'll be able to get to your website from mine as well. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, if I can just finish off.
Go ahead and continue,
yeah.
Please.
The Jewish people will never, as somebody who studies the Torah tells us to emulate God, not to kill, not to steal, and to do constantly good deeds, and to, as anybody who reads the Bible knows what it's all about. Now, that is what a Jew is, and that is what his bond to God is. It's not a bond about a land. And in fact, when the Jewish people, after they were given the land of Canaan at the time of when they accepted the Torah and the bond with God on Mount Sinai, if God stipulated with them that he's going to give them the land of Israel, but he stipulated that if they're not on this high level that is required to be there, then they will be sent out just as the Canaanites were sent out because the Canaanites had defiled the land. So God warned us very strongly about that we have to hold this high level of holiness. Eventually, anybody who studies the prophets of Jeremiah and Ezekiel and the other prophets will know, and Isaiah and so forth, will know that the Jews were warned, and eventually they were sent into exile because they were not on that level required to be. And when they were sent into exile, they were clearly put under oath by God that we are forbidden to return en masse. We are forbidden to rebel against any nation. We are forbidden to try to bring the end of exile in any form or manner. All we can do is pray and yearn for the day when God will reveal his glory throughout the world, when all humanity will recognize the one God, and then all humanity together we will go up and serve God in peace and harmony. This is what you ask a very religious Jew throughout the four corners of the world to tell you, that we are constantly praying, Mipnei chataenu galinu mi'arzeinu, because of our sins we were sent out of the land, and we pray to God that the world should make one bond and serve God, and we should go up together as one unit to serve God. Any actions, any type of military actions or any actions taken to return to the land forcefully is a direct rebellion against God. And in the Talmud it states, when God put us under these three oaths, he warned us, these three oaths of, that we are forbidden to go up to the land en masse or so forth, he warned us that if we will transgress these oaths, then there will be, God forbid, it will have catastrophic results.
Well, now what we want to do, I want to move to this organization and how ensconced it's become. You mentioned early in this particular interview, Rabbi, about people that were instrumental in organizing Zionism. We can also talk about Bernard Baruch. We can also talk about a man named Benjamin Friedman. How about a man named Morgenthau? There were a group of actually 120 of them who negotiated the Balfour documents at the behest of leadership in America, and they went over to England and actually negotiated with the British government to bring America into the First World War in exchange for the assistance after the war of the British in securing the land of Palestine. And Palestine's land now was then taken by Britain in 1922, and what ended up happening was these people struck a deal, and this is the beginnings of this this conspiracy. And how do we get to where we are today from there, Rabbi?
Right. Now, as you just, what Jesus mentioned, Zionism, the ones, the fathers of Zionism, as I say, the fathers were people of 100 years. In other words, this whole Jewish religion that we've been living throughout the ages has been a people of peace, a people, as it's called, the people of the book. Zionists started from this Reform Judaism. In other words, people who went away from the Torah, totally dropped this concept of serving God. There was a moving reform. In other words, they wanted to reform this belief of that we're serving God and that we have to, our whole bond is through the Torah to serve God. They decided they're not bound by this, and they started saying things that are heresy. As for instance, they said that, you know, Moses made the Torah himself, it wasn't given by God, things like that, and therefore they're not bound by it. They could pick and choose what they want. That was Reform Judaism. All the really the religious Jewry, the fathers of the teachers of Judaism, stood in total opposition and ostracized this Reform Jewry. Now that was like around 250 years ago, and
that's right.
Now their students, their children, their grandchildren, they bore people like Theodor Herzl. These people already have totally rejected that there is a God who rules the world and so forth. So they came along and they saw that assimilation didn't save them, so to say, and make them these great, greatly respected people of the world. They still were known as Jews. So they decided that didn't work. They decided what we'll do is take another angle, And what they decided, we'll make our own state, our own country, and that's how we will become these great looked up to and respected. And that is why they made a 180-degree turn from the original Reform Jews. Instead of assimilating, which was Reform Jewry assimilating, they decided we are not going to assimilate, only we're going to make our own country and stick out like a sore thumb, but we're going to be strong and have our, like I say, an Olympics, a military, and everything. That is what Zionism, and again, this was forbidden, and it was opposed by all the rabbinical authorities, and they warned that it will only bring to the worst catastrophe because it's against God. And it's and of course, in order to accomplish this, these Zionists, they had a technical problem. They had people living in the land of Palestine. So what they had to do is step on the rights of these people. Again, a great transgression of the Torah. The Torah says, thou shalt not steal, and so forth. Here they have these Palestinian Arab and Muslim people living there and Christian people. They had to displace them. In order to displace these people, so they had to, like, tell the people that these were Bedouins, they didn't have land, and so forth. Again, trampling on God's word, on the Torah, and which is forbidden totally to the Jewish people. The rabbinical authorities were in total opposition to them, but unfortunately, Zionism had such power that their voice was heard. And then, one other issue we have here is that one of the oaths of God, one of the things that God commanded a Jew is to be loyal to every nation which resides. And being that Zionism has no problems with breaking the words of God, so they had no problem with this. While we Jews know we have to be loyal and good citizens in every country, the Zionists, you know, have the one goal in mind, and everything, human lives, and everything gets sacrificed on the altar of reaching that goal.
Let me bring something up that I want to talk about right now, and you did make a very good point, and they're doing it still today. Last week, they dug up 100 olive trees of Palestinians. Can you imagine, Rabbi, how important olives are to a Palestinian family?
I know that because when I go to conferences and we speak with Arab people, you know, it's like their children in a certain manner. It means very. We can't describe. I mean, it's something which is in their blood. The Arab people, and it hurts them. I can't begin to describe when you sit down with an older person and he starts talking about. You know, these trees are very old. And, to them it means it's just like, for some reason psychologically, it means to them more than we could, as an American could understand. And we feel and sympathize and suffer with these people.
Well, when we come back, Rabbi, I want to talk a little bit about the perversion of America by these people and just how controlled our Christian religion has become by them as well. When we return, ladies and gentlemen, more from the French Connection and Rabbi David Weiss. And ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're going to go right back into this interview we're having with Rabbi Weiss. Rabbi, these are the same group over 170 years ago that began an active campaign to develop communism and develop and overthrow the Russian monarchy, and they also were part of the group that has made its way into the American political system through AIPAC, JDL, ADL, and their organization, B'nai B'rith. And this group, Rabbi, has also protected people when they were bringing, and I say this with disgust, I mean, 90% of the pornography in the United States is organized and controlled through these people, Rabbi, and this is an awful sin against human beings. And I wonder, how do we stop them? How do we get them to stop?
Yeah.
How do we stop these people?
Yeah. First we have to understand that the power of media is very strong. So although we have, even let's say in France, when I was in France just a few months ago, percentile, there's not so many, but there's a lot of religious Jews, and they're anti-Zionist, and still in all, the intimidation, and I'm sure there's non-religious Jews, there's a very large amount of non-religious Jews who are also anti-Zionist, but everybody is afraid to open their mouths because the control, the PR, the public relations, and the media control, and the fear, like you were mentioning, you have AIPAC, that is a Zionist lobbying power that makes it an organization that has a very strong power that when any politician here in the United States would say something against Zionism, they would right away hound them, and it's almost like committing political suicide.
That's right.
And the same thing with the media. When the media decides to speak, even when our demonstrations, which we could have thousands and thousands, sometimes we have 50,000 people in New York, in Israel we would have 100,000 people coming in the streets of Jerusalem or other parts of the land, which we have Jews spread out who are anti-Zionist, and when the demonstration would take place, it would hardly get covered. The reason being that the Zionists
control the media, Rabbi. Lock, stock, and barrel.
They intimidate. What happens is they start accusing people, the reason why you're sympathizing or letting the word about such a demonstration is you're giving too much place in the newspaper for that, why did you cover that? It must be because you're anti-Semitic. So they use the ploy of accusing anybody of being anti-Semitic. Of course, using this ploy this tool of lumping together Judaism, the religion, with Zionism. So they lump everything together, and right away, if you do anything, you start speaking against the actions that were perpetrated by Zionism, you're right away speaking against Judaism, which is ridiculous. But that is their ploy, and people, they account on the ignorance sort of the masses, that people don't really, didn't study that well, because why should they? It's not their issue. So they don't know the difference between Judaism and Zionism, and they believe it is one and the same. They look in the Bible, it says God gave the Jews the land. Of course, nobody really reads further into the books of the prophets, how clearly it is that we would have been sent out of the land. So people think, oh yes, this is God's land given to the Jewish people. It's therefore it belongs to the Zionists. It's rightly the Jews, and they don't even know that the chief rabbi of Jerusalem at the time in 1947 begged the United Nations, and it's in their documents we have it, begged the United Nations that we do not want to be part of this state, of this Jewish state that you're going to be creating. And he said, I'm the chief rabbi in Jerusalem, of Jerusalem. Do not, his name was Rabbi Dushinsky, in November 1947, he sent a letter to the United Nations. We have that document. He said, we want Jerusalem to be an international zone. He actually, we have living witnesses today that when the United Nations sent a delegation of people of theirs to see what the people wanted in the land, so not only the Christians and the Muslims were opposed to the so-called Jewish state, but the Jewish community there, the religious community, was in opposition, and they clearly stated so. I have people who stood there then. Now, and the rabbi sent an official letter to them and said, leave Jerusalem an international zone. We do not want to be part of this Jewish state.
But, Rabbi, let me go on to another issue here and how they have corrupted America.
Oh, yeah, so let me get into that. So what happens is here, they use this ploy that you don't even know how many people, Jewish people, especially religious and even non-religious, because they have the issue of compassion still, that they suffer and they feel with the suffering of the Muslim people, of the Arabs, of the Palestinian people, and the voices are not heard. Now, we don't get covered. Secondly, many people are intimidated. They're afraid to speak up, because if they speak up, they get threatened, and they get physically, and people lose their jobs.
It's happened to me, Rabbi.
So they're afraid to speak up.
Listen, Rabbi, I've been threatened and I've had problems, and something I know you have as well. Now, here's the question I'd like to ask you this, though. This is a question I think that's very important for my listeners. What we've got right now is a coalition of Zionists working with the far-right Christians in America, including Falwell, including Pat Robertson, and what they've done is they've convinced these Christians that they are the spokespeople for Judaism, and what's happened is they have been lied to. These Christians have been lied to support them as well. Now, here's the interesting thing I'd like to bring up. They have gone across the nation and installed themselves in very important positions throughout government, so that in every instance that resistance is made, there's always somebody in a very powerful position in this Zionist camp, in this Zionist group, to stop anybody from stopping them. And how do we get ourselves into a situation to stop them?
Okay, now the point is, well, first of all, us from the religious community, we have this great Rabbi Teitelbaum of blessed memory, who was the chief rabbi of Jerusalem and moved to over 30 years ago, well over 30 years, maybe like around 50 years ago, moved to the United States, didn't want to remain there, and created this very large anti-Zionist community here in the United States. There's a town called the town of Curious Joe, and in Brooklyn, New York. Anyway, so he kept on insisting that we have to go to the end, to the last of our strength, Mesiras Nefesh, it's called, to give our lives to sanctify God's name and stand up. So we stand up in opposition, even though, you know, we get threatened and so forth. Many people, though, are afraid to, so that's a fact. Now, but I wanted to point out that it's not that many people as people think. It's not, the power isn't as great as people think. It's the intimidation. It's not that they have this, I wouldn't say that they have this conspiracy worldwide, in other words, here, like the AIPAC, that they have so many, you know, behind every place, every politician, there's people lurking. It happens to be what they do is when they see in the media somebody who's vocal or something like that, what they do is they concentrate their forces to oppose this person. Again, we were mentioning before that I wanted to talk about that, about like this world conspiracy. I think the last program we discussed that it is very possible, you know, I'm speaking just to bring out the religious view and to explain that the world should, we beg them to send us to our site information, www.nkusa.org, when you know of Zionism, what they've done, what you know of the good, the life that we shared and coexisted with Muslims and Christians through the ages, they think, please, please send us this information, have it recorded, have it written, but the point is that the we have to get into the next issue, what you're talking about, this conspiracy, what we can discuss about this, what I feel about these views, which on the next part we'll get to the next thing.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more from the rabbi. Don't go anywhere. This is a very important interview. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Tuesday, the 10th of January, 2006. My guest today is Rabbi David Weiss, and he is from Nutricarta. He is he's speaking out today on behalf of his community, and he is fighting for the world's peace here. I mean, this really is about saving us from terrible outcomes here. Rabbi, I see some very, very dark days ahead if we do not stop this. I believe that we are coming to a very terrible crossroads in history, human history. All the signs to me point in some very troubling places, and it is these people propelling us in this direction. What do you see and what do you feel? What is your feeling about where we are as a human community?
Right. Well, we always, being that we believe in God and God controls the world and so forth, we believe that we should never give up hope. Our belief is that we pray to God and we should be godly people, not kill, not steal, not commit adultery, idol worship. We believe in one God, and as God says, that it's a commandment in every community to have a court system, and that's a very important commandment. So that is what we are required to do and be good people, and I would say not to get depressed or get lost, you know, feel that we can't do. We have to strive to do what's right, pray to God that he should bring us peace and protect us as we do in our prayers every day.
Do you believe there are signs in your observation that things are getting, they're preparing for another move to take more of the world's control as we are speaking right now? I believe personally that there is a very powerful movement underneath the surface of the world to really accelerate this process, Rabbi. It's pretty evident to anyone who looks.
We spoke earlier the last time of it. The issue of whether there's like this world conspiracy. I always say this. I mean, there's very openly. I mean, there's people who consider that it happens to make let's say world trade and things like that is simply convenient. So in other words, there doesn't have to be a conspiracy. A lot of times people understand that it's good for business wise, you know, these moguls, big, very big business people, companies and things like that to do, you know, business worldwide to make these huge conglomerates and so forth. And therefore, in the United States, for instance, that they hold that will take have too much control. They have they have these laws about that forbids having companies, you know, conglomerate too much together because of the, you know, makes a monopoly and things like that.
Well, they're ignoring those rules.
Yeah, well, so therefore, you know, that's, in other words, there's many times that it's not as much a conspiracy, and therefore we feel like, you know, it just happens to be, like, it's efficient according to these, many of these big businesses and things like that. The same thing with this Zionism. We don't believe, I mean, we know for a fact that Jews live in every country where they've been spread out by God throughout the world, and there's God-fearing Jews and serving on, and there's Jews who are not God-fearing, and there's people who strive, which they unfortunately have been misled, and they believe Zionism is the way. So therefore, they support Zionism. But that doesn't mean a lot of times that this is, you know, that there's an underlying conspiracy worldwide to do it, but if unfortunately they look at it as convenient to further their aspirations by, you know, contacting their leaders. So the same thing we say. So I mean, I don't you know, again, with all respect, first of all, I'm coming, first of all, to let the word of God be known about Judaism, that it's definitely not Zionism. We are totally the diametric opposite of Zionism, and there's many, many hundreds of thousands of Jews and religious Jews, of course, around the world who are in opposition, and there's millions of Jews who are unfortunately not religious, who don't follow the Torah, all because of humanitarian reasons and so forth, who are in opposition to Zionism throughout the world. Their voices are not heard, as I say, because of the intimidation of Zionism. But still and all, they're there, and it's the whether now getting over to the political issue, which I'm not a maven, like they would say, you know, I could be to say what's doing politically, but it doesn't necessarily mean that is this the you know, that is, it's conspiratorial or not conspiratorial. Of course, there's people working together around the world, but what happens is it's simply that they're efficient. They're contacting the political leaders. We, as people who are searching for God's truth, we have to do the same thing. We also have to get the word out there. We have to do exactly what you're doing. Let the world know that this is corrupt, that this is wrong. Let it be known through the radio stations and begging people to help us, you know, to give us information, to, you know, about how, like I say, that Jews, how we live together, that's being misconstrued history. It's not a religious conflict. We live together in peace. Private stories telling us of what the misdeeds of the Zionists and, you know, documents like you've sent me and different things. These are things that are so important. We should let the world know, educate, and, you know, the politicians, to let them understand what the want of the people are, that we want to live peacefully together as a people of God, you know, Muslims with Jews together in France and all over. Like I said, I was in France, and a boy approached me, a teenager who, like many of the religious, study in New York. And he was on the plane. When I went, he said, Rabbi, he saw me. He knew that I'm an outspoken person against Zionism. He said, you're coming to France. Here, don't speak, because over here, you know, there's the, you know, because the Zionists are very strong, this Beitar or whatever, and, you know, you may suffer here. You know, this is the way the fear is of people to speak out, even though there's so many people who oppose it. We have to get in connection with the religious leaders, with the politicians. Let them know that they should do what's right.
When we come back, Rabbi, I'll give you an opportunity to give out your website one more time, and we'll do a finishing touch to this interview. Ladies and gentlemen, stick with us for more from Rabbi David Weiss. And ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Daryl Bradford Smith, your host today, French Connection. After the top of the hour break, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be opening up phone lines at 1-800-259-5791, or you can go to my website to get that number at IamTheWitness.com. We're going to go right back to the rabbi. Rabbi, I want to give you an opportunity these last 2 or 3 minutes to give a closing statement here, and also your internet website one more time, so that people can get additional information about NutriCarta.
Yeah. Well, first, my website is www.nkusa.org. www.nkusa.org. The N stands for November, not for Mary. It's N as Nancy, November, not for Mary. Okay. Now, the closing quote is again. when people hear radio talk shows and things like that, and they get, you know, very, very upset and bewildered and maybe panicky when you hear, you know, terrible things and you find out that there is something that changes their whole thought process. I mean, things that they've heard their whole life. And all of a sudden they find that they've been duped or something. And they can get very scared, like I say, depressed.
Yep.
So the first thing is we always, like I say, give encouragement. Remember, there's a God on the world that's running this world. We have to just do His will. We have to pray to Him, He will, and not worry. He will take care. But we have to do what He requires of us, is to do good deeds and to, you know, try to do what's right. As I say, besides the commandments of one of the commandments of God is to set up a court system in every country and to do what's right, what's tzedek, to do the proper, you know, the righteous to do right. Our issue, when we see this movement of Zionism and that the ploy of Zionism, which is constantly to accuse anybody who stands up in opposition, is accused of being anti-Semitic and anti-God. So first you have to help people get knowledgeable, which is very simple. It's like look at our websites and the links in the website and and see how clearly, I mean, there's no question that this is two separate diametric opposite issues, Zionism and Judaism. You are not anti-Semitic, and you can be proud to stand up against what the Zionists are doing, what they're doing to the Palestinian people. And if you will read the website, you'll find what they do, how they're oppressing the religious Jewish people in Jerusalem and throughout Palestine.
And some radio hosts as well.
And like I say, so, yes, and the European people, whoever speaks up against the Zionists, like you say, they have AIPAC. So like I say, it doesn't have to be necessarily a worldwide conspiracy as much as it is. They're very, you know, efficient. They're using their powers by wherever they find somebody who stands up against them, they make appeals, they make and they get power behind the people who are opposing them and so forth. So if it's a politician or it's a media outlet, they're constantly hounding them, and therefore we have to stand up and support when people, you know, to support the people who are getting up and educating people about the truth of that this is not the godliness.
Well, I'm going to invite you back in a few weeks, Rabbi, when you've got some time again. I want to thank you, really. You help me each time to give a better explanation, and I wish you well on your fasting day, and be well, my friend.
Let me just say we pray every day for the speedy and peaceful dismantlement of the state.
Okay, my friend. I'll talk to you soon,
okay.
Rabbi.